at the beginning in your soul, whether you are a person of goodwill or not. Now, most people, if you ask them directly, are you a person of goodwill, they're going to say yes. And I'm not going to dispute them. I'm not saying, oh, you're lying. I'm just saying they need to have a test by which they judge that issue. And so I think you hit on another thing, which is you and I use three words a lot of times: goodness, truth, and beauty.
Yep.
Okay. And when we say those words, our hearts kind of sing. In other words, there's something about them that you and I, and I'm not saying, by the way, this is not some special privilege of Mike Church and David Simpson. I had to, God knocked me over the head to make me understand them.
Oh, wait a minute. We could market and sell Crusade Channel's True Secret, Good, True, and Beautiful Secret Dakota rings, though. So don't.
Yeah, no.
I'm kidding. I'm joking.
It is something that usually from your own folly you come to, or from your own sinfulness you come to, like from Saul or Paul, Rose. It's in many cases. So in other words, everyone is open to this. This grace is available to anyone. It's not something special reserved to some elite class, because I'm certainly not that. But what I'm saying is that if you say you're a person of goodwill, there's a test for it. And that is, if I say, well, let's all work for goodness, truth, and beauty. And if your first response is to say, what's goodness? Or that's your truth, Dave, but not my truth. Or, beauty's in the eye of the beholder, bucko. If that's your response, then you probably aren't, at that point at least, not a person of goodwill, because you're still a nominalist. You're still believing these are just labels or words that anybody can use.
Yep.
You're still a subjectivist. You're still a subjectivist because you're saying to yourself that supposedly there's no objective reality to this thing. It's just all inside of one person. And you're still a revolutionary, because if you do not believe it's objective, if you do not believe it's something we can actually strive for together, then we will not strive together. We'll strive apart. We'll war against one another. And so that's the test. If you want to test, just ask yourself: do you believe in truth? Do you believe in goodness? Do you believe in beauty as a thing, as a real, tangible, outside existing thing that men and women can work for together? If you do, then you're a person of goodwill. Just go find it. If you don't, if you do have those knee-jerk reactions, well, that's your truth, but not mine, buddy. If that's your response, there's something still working in you that rejects ultimate goodness, and you need to work on it.